When the conflict between Russia and Ukraine began 2 years ago, U.S. and other countries sanctioned Russia on many fronts, and President Biden recently added more sanctions. But there's an aspect of travel that ought to be in Washington's toolkit. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Okay, I'm a travel journalist, not a politician, but European, U.S., and many other major airlines had to stop serving Russia 2 years ago. Yet there's still major international airlines from U.S. allied countries that fly to Russia while also flying in and out of the U.S. In my humble opinion, they ought to be sanctioned by Washington. Like Turkish Air, which has a robust U.S. schedule, but also serves Russia very frequently. And Air India, El Al, Royal Jordanian, and Air Maroc. Emirates and Israel's El Al still serve Russia and fly through Russian airspace when flying to the U.S. Meanwhile, U.S. and European carriers incur higher fuel prices because they must fly around Russia on many routes. To do otherwise, it would require them to pay overflight fees to the Russian government. I think blocking foreign airlines that fly to Russia from landing in the U.S. would send a strong message. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.